So we left off last week, we were discussing the concept that there is a Isser to do Malacha on Erev Shabbos after Mincha. We had a Machloikis Rishonim, Machloikis HaPoiskim, is it Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Ketana? We said that the majority of the Poiskim hold you can work up to Mincha Ketana without being stressed or without feeling bad about it. But what we need to get into today is what's included in Malacha. This is really perhaps the million-dollar question. What's Malacha? What's work? Is it Malacha for, is it like the Malachas of Shabbos? You know, turning on a light switch? Or does it mean malacha for Chol HaMoed? Is it tircha? What exactly is the guideline? So very quickly, we'll just take a look again at source number 21. Source number 21 was the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah was the one who introduced us, perhaps, to the entire key to the sugya. We learned for 20 sources, we had no idea why you're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Shabbos. Then the Or Zeruah gave away the secret, says the Or Zeruah number 21. Nira be'enai dehaida asr. Hacha malacha be'erev Shabbos. That day you're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Shabbos in our sugya, min aminchu lemala, hainu davka malacha kavua. Says the Or Zeruah, it's established work. She'asur lekvaya atzme malacha, you're not allowed to get yourself established, get busy, preoccupied with work. Why? Kedei le'estakirba, in order to make money. Very important words, to make money. From the Shet Tzarech La'asik B'Tzarech Shabbos. Says the Or Zeruah, why are you not allowed to work on Erev Shabbos? The answer is because we don't want you getting preoccupied and not preparing for Shabbos. Ava Malacha Ba'alma Shehula Shah, but work, which is quick, it's fleeting, it doesn't take so long. It doesn't require you to get focused on. Says the Or Zeruah, Ve'enu Kedei Atzma La'ahi Vadei Sharia. That is permissible. And that exactly is what the Rama says in 22. Says the Rama, Simeration on Aleph, V'davka kisho yisem ha-malacha derech keva. When is it also to do malacha on Erev Shabbos? That's only if it's keva, it's established. Which means, it's something, the way I like to translate it is the, something that's going to preoccupy your time. It's going to get you very busy and not give you freedom to get ready for Shabbos. Avalim, oysa, oysa derech arai. But if it's on the arai, it's on the quick, it's not a long project. Says the Rama an example. This is important. What's an example? You're allowed to write letters, email, text, WhatsApp. Those things don't take very long. People do that while they're driving, while they're shaving, while they're doing both at the same time, which is very dangerous. But in any case, these things don't get you preoccupied. When was the last time a guy got lost in a text message and forgot to get ready for Shabbos? So these things are quick, they're mutter. Now obviously we need to be magdir better what's included under this. What else? You know, there's a lot of jobs that you can say, well, I don't get so preoccupied. 2.5 hours later, all of a sudden you realize that you got preoccupied. So what exactly is the Gad Hadvar? So let's look in 23, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings up the obvious point. If the whole Isra is because I have to be ready for Shabbos and I can't, not ready for Shabbos, I have to prepare for Shabbos, what happens if I don't prepare for Shabbos? My wife prepares for Shabbos, or vice versa, your spouse, you're going away for Shabbos, and you don't have to do any prep. You stroll in, you put on your suit, you go to shul, everything's done for you. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it doesn't matter. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, number 23, says that, Vafilu, in the parentheses, Vafilu, Mishain Tzarech Chlal Asazik B'Tzarech HaShabbos. Even if you don't need to be busy with Tzarech HaShabbos, you have servants, and you have maids, and you have all these great things. Still, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's also, you know why? What we call a loy plug. It doesn't matter. Even though I'm going away for Shabbos, I'm going to a hotel, I'm up in a sleepaway camp, and there's a cooking camp, I don't have to do anything, it's still a loy plug, it does not matter. Now, we'll see later, in a few minutes, that there are those achrenim that were bothered by this. They wanted a better answer than just loy plug. And we'll see, halach lemaisa, the Mishtaburu uses this as a sniff lahakal. Now let's say, for example, a person needs to do a certain job after mincha ketana. So Mishtaburu says, if anyways his wife is going to take care of the preparation, throw that into the mix of being makam lahakal, which is what many people are saymachan today when they do work after mincha ketana. When it's not necessarily relevant for all the other heterim. Let's say, I said, I need to finish this project, I need to do this. Okay, my wife is taking care of it, Mr. Bruce Malkam Hakal. But we'll see that there are those Achorinim that didn't like this answer of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and they want to come up with their own interpretation to why exactly you can't do Malacha, even if there's other people that are going to do the work for you. But let's first get a better understanding on what constitutes Malacha. So let's see the Chut Shani of Nissen Karelitz. So Nissen Karelitz writes in number 24, Tablet Corner, Venira. She'inyin keva va'arai b'malocha b'erev Shabbos. Well, what are these words? How do you define keva va'arai? Says Nissen Karelitz, Hainu, she'malechas keva mikri kol she'kevei atzmei l'sasik b'malocha. To me, he just repeated the words, but okay. Says in this in Karelitz, it means you have to get established yourself into the work. Meaning it doesn't, I like to use the word preoccupied. Meaning derech arai means I can do many things at once. meaning I don't need full, totally get into it, you know, absorb myself into the action. It's something that I can do on the fly, on the bot. Ulefize, what's an example, says Rav Nissen Karelitz, Hatoifer kafter lebeget. Let's say you want to sew a button onto a clothing. We'll see later that there's a big hetter of Kavod Shabbos. Let's say, for example, you're going out Sunday, you have an event Sunday, and the suit you're going to wear needs a button. So you want to sew it 6 o'clock. Shabbos is 8:30. It's after Mincha Ketan already. You want to sew a button. Is that considered keva or that's a right? Says in this in Karel, listen to this chiddush. He says over here, Im atfira eina ki bederach agav mikri keva. Avshes askos b'molochazu hu ragzman muat. He says it depends. For example, for a professional sewer, you know, for any woman who knows how to sew, she sews a button in a second. She could do it while, you know, nursing a baby and stirring the chicken soup for Shabbos. It's not a big deal. For me and you, at least for me, it would take me, you know, till next week's Shabbos to first figure out where the needle is and where the string is and start to work. So he writes over here, again, I don't exactly understand I don't know what those words mean in my humble opinion. We'll see in a second. Other parties can...
For you.
Right. If it's going to preoccupy you, so then for you, even though it... Exactly. So really, this goes person by person. If it's going to take you so much focus and energy to sew on a button, so even though sewing on a button is a second, well, for you, it's already a keva. The Koshkin, he gives examples. Let's say, Lasayit is basic. You want to let's say, paint the house. Okay? You want to lime that. You want to do things to the walls. You want to do things like that. Afim u'atzme neinu sayid. The gam oises erak achshav pamachas your first time. V'loy kaves atzmi melachas asir bikvius. Mikom mokri shapri melachas kevish a kava atzmi melacha. That's considered being kaveh yourself. V'ula ador elachver begin osay. That's you want to work the garden. You want to dig. You want to plant. Pshita demikri melachas kevav osay. So he's against serious gardening work, according to Rav Nissen Karelitz. Again, obviously you want to water the grass. You want to throw some seeds down. But if you're doing serious gardening work, then he thinks that's osay also. If you look in the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa, he also gives some definitions. He says, "Melacha she'ein l'tzerach Shabbos v'shel Yom Tov." Let's say it's not necessary for Shabbos. Avaloisin ma'isa derech harais. You do it quickly. Come on, hashkosh shitches shel gina. You want to water the garden? Tfiras kaftar. Sew a button. Oiksivas michtiv emirain. Want to send a letter to a friend? Moto la'asoyse kol ayim kol. That you could do the whole day. Gamim makabas char ba'avura. Even if you'll get paid for it. The yafsid avaydosai me'moid yoyim, but instead you have to stop your work during the day. So according to the Shemir Shabbos Kuchasa, what exactly is the Gedra Advarm? The way we understand the quick little non-processed long activities. Again, you know, a guy wants to build a deck. That's an activity. That's a long activity. A guy wants to do something quick. A quick in and out is mutter. Then he continues. Let's say it takes more of a kavua dika experience. Keep going. Avoid the beginner. You want to work in the garden. Zman rav, which takes time. I'm not that familiar with gardening. I live in Queens. We don't have grass. But a guy wants to go in the backyard. He wants to start doing things in the garden. That takes time. Says then that's also laseis of Shabbos. Then he said that would already not be allowed. So he also says it's mincha ketana. So again, it's really, it might go job by job. So let's say, for example, you want to knock a nail into something in there. You know, something gets knocked out. You want to put something on. These little jobs are not a problem. If it's a major job, and again, major jobs might be dependent on the person. You know, if you're a handy guy, it's not a major job. It's a 2-second job. If you're not a handy guy, it might be a 3-hour job. So it really might depend. If you look in the Or Lizion, Reb Abba Shaul, so he says like this, what about doing laundry? By doing laundry, again, not for Shabbos. Let's say you want to run a load of laundry Friday afternoon for Sunday. Not L'tzarech Shabbos. So the Or Lizion writes at number 26, "Begodah my kelim L'tzarech Shabbos mutter litvarv l'takin kol yom." Again, for Shabbos, everything is mutter, which we'll have to talk much more about. Avalat for begodah my lasi shar melachas b'schar. But if you want to sew or do other melacha for payment, osur is ma'min chaktan v'ch. That is osur. Im oisa oisa derech keva. If you do it derech keva. So again, he also assumes that sewing, lit for begodim, sewing, again, not sewing a button, but more heavy sewing, that already could be considered a problem. Ulegahatz begodim, to wash clothing, mutter af lachas ma'mincha, that's not a problem. Why, says it on the bottom, the footnote? Kivin shein ze ela derech harai. That's not a prolonged experience. The laundry doesn't, again, I wonder what about ironing? Ironing might be maybe a little bit longer of a procedure. But just to throw in a load of laundry, throw it in, throw it out, that's already not a problem on Friday afternoon. So we mentioned earlier that there are those who want to be who are bothered. Why can't we be makel if I have someone else preparing Shabbos for me? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav said loy plug. So I saw other Achronim want to blame it on a Rambam. This Rambam in number 27. Because until now, we're always assuming that Yisoida Isra Malach and Erev Shabbos is so you should have time to prepare for Shabbos. But they want a Taina. There might be another reason why you're not allowed to do Malach and Erev Shabbos. Number 27. Eza who covet. Dr. Rambam, what does it mean to honor the Shabbos? One of the things you do to honor Shabbos is you dress up for Shabbos. You wash your hands and your feet in hot water. That's covered Shabbos. Person's supposed to come at the Shabbos with a mindset, which means he's not coming off of heaviness from something else. If you're going to do malach up till the shkia, you're going to come at the Shabbos the way most people come into Shul Shabbos. 10 minutes late, and they're still thinking about the business deal they did right before Shabbos. That's not the way you're supposed to come into Shabbos. You're supposed to come into Shabbos with a covered rosh, with a seriousness. I know a lot of people who take naps on Friday afternoon, so they can come into Friday night like a mensch. Most of us pass out Friday night. These people, they take a nap on Friday, because they have a tish. They stay up very late Friday night, so they go to take a nap Friday afternoon, so they can have a koiches to come into Shabbos like a mensch. It's based on this Rambam. So I saw there those who want to suggest that maybe that's why you shouldn't do malach on Erev Shabbos.
What if you do this stuff in the early morning? Like you wake up early, you do what the Rambam says, and then does that mean you can work later?
No, because again, at the end of the day, when you're going to come into Shabbos just coming off a business deal, or even physical labor, your mind is not ready for Shabbos. You don't have covered rosh. You're still thinking about what you just did. So the best way to come into Shabbos is with a clear mind. I haven't done anything for 2-3 hours. I detoxed, right? Everyone knows when you come home from work, you need that detox process. That's the beauty of commuting. And then you go into Shabbos. Okay, I'm not saying the Rambam is muchach like that, but it is an interesting idea to why people are against it. Okay, so let's go back for a second. Let's go back to this Ramah for a second. The Ramah said that what happens if it's Derech Keva versus Derech Arai? So Derech Arai is Mutar, Derech Keva is Asur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important. Derech Arai, Hainu Afilu B'Schar. If you ask me to do a job for you and you'll pay me for it, but it's a job that's considered Derech Arai, then I am allowed to do it even if I'm going to get payment. Meaning we're not worried about the fact that maybe you're not allowed to get payment for it. No. If it's a job, you call me and ask me to do something which is quick, simple and easy. You call me up, you say, can you help me schlep 20 chairs? Okay, quick procedure. That would be mutar on Shabbos. Again, schlepping chairs could be something, even though it's not halachically malach on Shabbos, but it could be something which is could be time consuming. But, you know, the assumption is, you know, a guy comes to you and says, I need you to, you know, build me a shelf. I don't think that's so posh that you could do that on Friday. Building a shelf is a serious procedure. So that would be awesome. A guy comes to you and says, I need you knocking 2 screws for me. I had this shiloh a few weeks ago. I needed someone to put an install an air conditioner for me on Friday afternoon. Now, installing an air conditioner is not a major job for most people. For me, it is because I have not 2 left hands. I have 4 left hands. So for me, it would take me a month and a half. But for most people, they put it in the window. It takes 2 seconds. So would that be mutter on Friday? The answer is that's a derech arai. Let's say I want to hire the guy. So if I did, not a problem. Now, we'll see that the air conditioners might be mutter anyways because to cover Shabbos. Why else would anyone put in an air conditioner on Friday afternoon? The answer is because you see, it's going to be very hot on Shabbos, which might be mutter anyways. But there's a chiddush gadol over here from the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasei. It's grounded just as Yard said not so long ago. He has a big chiddush over in number 29. He writes that when it says in the Mishnah Berurah that you're allowed to do a job derech arai with payment, it's not the way I just translated it. I translated it kipshutoi. That if a guy comes over to me and asks me to do a job derech arai, I can do it even if he pays me. He says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasei not so fast. He says, Veniras in Sivkot and Kuvlam Abed, he says, Venir de Chozem Oise derech mikra. That's only if the job he asks you is not all the time. Avol im osku beka choyze lias keva v'osu. Meaning, let's say this guy asks you every Friday afternoon to come at 6 o'clock and do a derech arai job. So that's osu. Shaila is why? If the job itself is not awesome, who cares the fact that I do it every single Friday? And later, Achreinim don't understand the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasei either. But according to him, it would come out of Big Chiddush. Let's say, for example, you have a job. Let's say your job is every single Friday to water the grass in someone's house. So watering the grass, we said, is not a problem. But since you're doing it every Friday, it becomes a problem. I'm not sure. That's his Chiddush. The Pasha says, Mr. Brewer, not like that. Mr. Brewer said, if it's Derech Arai, even B'schayre, it's Mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, number 30, he's basically trying to be Malamet Chos and Klal Yisrael. He basically points out that throughout Klal Yisrael's history, most people worked till right before Shabbos. Like today. They didn't stop at Mincha Ketan. And he's very bothered. Well, Lamaisa, what's the heter? We learned that unless it's a Melachas Arai, and again, back then, the times in Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about in the early 20th century, the bulk of the jobs were not what we call prakmatia. It was not business. The bulk of the job was physical labor. Physical labor is obviously much more problematic. So he writes like this, number 30, says in Mishnah Berurah, Veinei bizman neinu loy nogu koch, that's not the minhag today. Ve'evshida tam aloy hu kadei she'evu le'ir, he says, maybe the reason why everyone's so lenient today is because the reason why you're not allowed to do malach on Erev Shabbos is because you should prepare for Shabbos. Today, all those guys that are working until the last minute, the family takes care of Shabbos. Again, the Shulchan Aruch Rav said that doesn't work because Lloyd Pluck. The Be'er Halacha says, nah, maybe not. The Chazal tells us if there's a dead body in the city, everyone has to stop working. Why if there's a dead person in the city, everyone has to stop working? Because we want to make sure someone takes care of the body. So to Mr. Burr, today we have a Chavra Kadisha who takes care of it. If you have a Chavra Kadisha that takes care of this, so shuv mutar makol, then we can all go back to work. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that the saving grace today for many people that work up till this man is because my wife is taking care of it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol Makom Kol Yorei Shemayim. Any God fearing Jew Yorei Lifsleg Malachtei Shabal Shebesod Al Koponim Is Mam Lechaktana. So the Mishnah Berurah. If you're a Shemayim, you shouldn't. You should stop working at Menchaktana. Unless it's a davar avod, which we'll talk about. Then he writes, "V'rabim machmir ma'af malachas shabbayis," and even things in the home, perhaps you should be strict with as well. Even though one could argue that they're derech arai and they're not so much work, even that is kedai. But that's really a chumrah. But if a guy's sitting in the field, he's breaking his back to plow the field. Look to Mr. Brewer, it's really questionable what justifies him to go so late. Fine. So l'chayra, it's pretty clear that physical labor is a problem. What happens today where most of us don't do physical labor? Most of us work from a computer screen. We work in the category of what's called pragmatia. Pragmatia means business. Business means two people having a sale, a trade. Is the halacha any difference? If you look at number 31, then the halacha quotes from a Magen Avram. V'hinei le'inya pragmatia kasav a Magen Avram de'ena b'chlam halacha. Magen Avram says pragmatia is mutter. Okay, so since most of us work in pragmatia, very few of us are doing. Again, we have plumbers, electricians, you know, gardeners. I don't know too many from gardeners. I have an Israeli gardener, but I don't know if he does it himself. I think he outsources to the people that Trump wanted to keep out of the country. But in any case, right? These physical labor jobs are generally not done by from people. But pragmatia is something we're always in. As business. Guy owns a store. Again, I'm not talking about we'll talk more about a guy who owns a food store. I'm talking about a guy who owns a store where he's selling something that has nothing to do with Shabbos. A guy sitting there in his office pressing buttons, selling stocks, buying stocks, you know, things like that. Says the Magen Avraham, it's mutter. Boom. Pragmatia mutter. So I would say 99% of clients were all doing pragmatia on Erev Shabbos. However, says the Be'er Halacha, not so fast. Shara achrayim cholku al zeh. But not everyone agrees to this Magen Avraham. Many achrayim say no. Why is pragmatia any different? Why is selling and buying stocks different than plowing a field? The same thing is, you're going to be preoccupied. So he writes, Vayim Prima Gadim. So then the Prima Gadim modifies the Magen Avraham. The Prima Gadim says that what the Magen Avraham says that prakmatcha is mutter, it doesn't mean you could do prakmatcha up to mincha ktana. Haynu de insarach l'hachem bezel l'kuli alma mincha gdoyla. Avla yi mincha ktana dina kishar malach. But Prima Gadim says, no, you know what the Magen Avraham meant? Which is funny because the Magen Avraham seemed to hold the whole list only starts at mincha ktana. But he wants to say like this, up to mincha ktana, you could do prakmatcha till mincha ktana. But after mincha ktana, you can't do prakmatcha. So what's the chiddush of pragmatia? The chiddush of pragmatia is you can do that even after mincha gedolah. Okay. Then he says, "V'kama shekasa v'atzmoi she'omah agemori." Okay, good. Then he quotes. We'll skip to the end. So then, Mr. Brewer said this: "V'davkim oisam malacha bekevak de'lishtakev." Fine. Then he writes at the end: "V'hine ha'oylam nogu lahakel le'inyas kiris hachanus." People are lenient with their stores. Because that's pragmatia. The nearish esoimichan al divri ataz the less buhusubichal gavne. Here the Mr. Brewer says a different svar. I would have thought the Mr. Brewer would have said, what's the soimich? The soimich on the fact that they have been a basic covering. I could stay in my office till right before Shabbos because my wife is preparing. Says the Mbir Allah, no, there's a different reason. Because they go like the Taz. If you remember from last week, the Taz told us doing malach after this man is not awesome. It's just foolish because you're not going to see any benefit. But these people don't care. So the Mishnah Berurah is acknowledging the Metzius. The Metzius is that people used to work up to Mincha Ketana, after Mincha Ketana, in Pragmatia. And that he doesn't add, Yorei Shemayim Shebi Machmer. That he said by working in the field. For Pragmatia, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, there is Makom to be Mekel. However, if you look at Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Mark Tzia, he says, Loi Nehira. Pragmatcha shari loy nihira. The maishna we call malacha. What's the difference between pragmatcha and anything else? Pasha, what's the svar? Now, this is very negeh, because most of us work in pragmatcha. Most of us are not doing physical labor. So the Kaf HaChaim writes over here, number 33, says the Kaf HaChaim, Aval pragmatcha shari magen avram sifkan alfa miu el yirabba teim al devar magen avram. The el yirabba doesn't like this magen avram. V'dayt olayim, and he thinks, the malacha pragmatcha shavin. They're the same. What's the difference between back-breaking work in the field and sitting over a desk or trying to talk to someone? He writes over the chenir das amachzik bracha, that's the chido. But he writes, Aval tisefe shabbos reb zalman es gimel eskimel devar magen avram pragmatcha meches. But Shulchan Aruch Rav agrees that pragmatia is mutter. The chaykosim shor knesag doy lebago space yosef. The maisim bechol yoim, every single day. She noisim and noisim b'schayir erev Shabbos erev yom tefad bar shemesh. Everyone used to stay busy selling and buying. Vein poitze peil mitzavtzef. And no one said a word. So this was a shayin givendam in a klal Yisrael. That's what the Bar Aloch already said. That was the practice. The practice was people kept doing business up till Shabbos. Umikomokim near dafla matirin. Again, he repeats what we saw earlier. Even if you're matirit, you still have to give yourself enough time to come home and to bathe, wash, go to the mikveh, change your clothing, and get ready for Shabbos. So the Kaf HaChaim is basically saying that lemaisa, that was the practice. The practice was like this Magen Avram, that people used to work in business up till mamish before Shabbos, but you got to give yourself enough time to come home, shower, shave, you know, get dressed. Shabbos kechasei, Paskin's the same way. He says masu matan eina bechal isa malacha beim Shabbos yomtiv. You're supposed to try to close the store around Shabbos time. The royal hakdim eskiras and kvar shoachas. You should try to close it an hour before shkia. But lemaisa says the shoshmir Shabbos kachase like the Magen Avram. We hold like the Magen Avram that masu maton would be mutter. Just to wrap up, if you look over here in the Chutzonim, this in Karelitz, he says like this. He says, "Who has the iser? Alam nishashayla. Let's say you hold prakmachis aser." Let's say you don't hold like the Magen Avram. Who has the Isser? Is the Isser the buyer or the Isser is the seller? Let's say, for example, I want to go shopping on Friday afternoon. At 6 o'clock, I'm making late Shabbos. I cooked all the food already. I have all the time in the world. I'm going to go shopping. But I'm going to go to your store, and you're a Jewish guy, and you're not allowed to be open because what hatred do you have? So who's the Isser on? Is it on the buyer or is it on the seller? Oh, so he writes over here, number 35, Yeshla Ayin, Bizman Shein Lasses Pekmach with Samach Shabbos. He's really talking about, you know, you go into a store half an hour before Shabbos. Now, this is very negeg, rather, if you have Israelis that are not Shomer Shabbos, sadly, and, you know, you have some of them in the mall, different these places, and they're open whenever. So you go to them. Is that permissible or not? Maybe you're helping them stay open. Hayim Isser, who. Okay, doesn't mean you're not a Misayeya. You're not Lefneiver, but you're still a Misayeya. But again, you're still doing business. You're causing them to do business on a time when they're not supposed to do business. If you wouldn't be there, they wouldn't be doing any business.
Yeah. They do it with somebody else. It's not you, it's the next guy.
Lav Dafka, it'll be the next guy. That's why it's not, again, in order to be Oiver and Lefneiver, it has to be that without you, it wouldn't happen. But Siyul Advaver is still awesome. Siyul means that I'm helping.
Even though, let's say, they work in the mall. Mall's open until 9 o'clock. Right. They're going to be there regardless.
Yeah, but I'm not doing it. They're allowed to sit in the mall. You're not allowed to do business. The problem is the business. They want to sit in the mall. I guess technically they could sit in the mall till Shabbos. So he writes this. Is it the Isser for the buyer to sell? Maybe the buyer has nothing wrong. Because it is lam de shavart. Says Mr. Kavel, for me, this is a quick flyby thing. I come, I buy a leaf. For you, you're keva. You're sitting there a whole day. This is your job. So maybe for me, this taka no iser. But he ends up saying that even though you can make the argument that for the buyer, it's really arai and arai is mutter, but since you're helping and abetting the moicher who's bekeva, he thinks it would be aser unless the seller has a right to be open. If he has some heter that allows him to be open, then it's not a problem. Okay, so now we have to talk about what is mutter, what we call letzayrich Shabbos. What's mutter because I need it for Shabbos? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, number 37, the Mechaber writes, "Letakin begodol v'kelim letzayrich Shabbos mutter kol hayom." To fix clothing and to fix kelim, that's mutter the whole day, as long as it's letzayrich Shabbos. Again, someone's suit rips, he needs to fix his suit, that's mutter letzayrich Shabbos. We'll talk more about that. A guy, something breaks in the house, that's mutter. However, says the Rambam, "V'hu adin beget chaveroi." Let's say my friend rips his Shabbos suit on Friday afternoon. He needs someone to sew it for him. Good. So you're allowed to sew his Shabbos clothing for him. Im hu letzayrich Shabbos, but the einoy noytel olav schar. You can't charge him for it. You could do it, but you can't charge him. Fine. If you want to write svarim for yourself, that's okay, but you can't write for others. Moshe Mishabur says, if you're a cipher, you can't be working after mincha ketana. Then the Rambam concludes, Avol also lichtoy lechaveri b'schar, but you're not allowed to write for payment. Let's say someone hires you to write a sefer for them. I have a friend of mine, he writes svarim for other people. So that's also, you can't do that after mincha ketana, because that's business, you're not allowed to do it. Umistaprin kolayim, which is what I want to get to a little bit later today on the next page of the Maram Mekoyim, this is what? Umistaprin kolayim. You're allowed to take a haircut the whole day. Afilu misaper Yisrael, even from a Jewish barber. What's the even? Because if everyone remembers on Erev Pesach, everyone's up in arms Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you can't get a haircut. And if you forgot to get your haircut Erev Pesach until after Chatzos, you got to go to a goy. Says the Rambam, but not on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos free for all. Erev Shabbos, you can go a whole day, you, no problem. And we'll see in a second, Mr. Bruce says, not only are you allowed to go to a Jewish barber, you can even pay for it. So now the question is going to be, why is going to a Jewish barber any different than fixing someone's clothing? Your neighbor knocks on your door and says, I ripped my Shabbos suit. So according to Ramah, you fix it, you can't charge him. But your neighbor wants a haircut, you give him the haircut, and you charge him. What's the difference? Why am I allowed to charge for a haircut, but I'm not allowed to charge for fixing your Shabbos suit? What's the difference? We'll have to get to that in a second. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to take payment. Why are you not allowed to take payment, says the Mishnah Berurah? Let's say the guy who's the tailor is very poor and he needs the money pasha to buy food for Shabbos, so then he's allowed to charge. Of So first of all, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to know whatever's mutter on Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach after Chatzos is mutter on Erev Shabbos. We'll see in a second that Erev Shabbos is even more makel than Erev Pesach. Vafilu yesh lo lecha. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains. You don't have to be so dirt poor to get paid for your job. You have enough of bread, but you don't want bread. You want herring, and you want candy, and you want soda. You don't want just bread and water for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, gam ken yesh lo emedu shavi. Then it's also mutter. So let's say, for example, you're a tailor, and a guy comes to you and says, I ripped my Shabbos, can you fix it? So the Ramah says, yes, you can fix it, you can charge him. But the guy says, you know what, if I charge you, I'll have $20, and then I can go buy yummy stuff for Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says, fine, you can charge him, take the money and go buy, yummy stuff for Shabbos. You should be very careful. Here the Mishnah Berurah comes back to what we discussed last week. Mishnah Berurah says it's not just a question of is it a foolish business investment, it might be a shayla of an iser. Because according to the Rambam and other Rishonim we mentioned last week, it's shayla of iser, and therefore you should stay clear of it. Okay. This Bir Halacha number 39 that we're going to get into in a second is something we spoke about, if you remember, when we learned the sugyas of Chol HaMoed. When we learned Chol HaMoed, which was a long series, which was a very productive series, I wish I remember everything we learned, but over there we talked about what constitutes Dover of it. And one of the things we threw out is what happens if I would lose clients. Let's say, for example, if I close for a week of Pesach and week of Sukkot, people will not come back to do business with me after Pesach. Is that a Dover of it? So the Shaila is here also. Let's say, for example, I'm a tailor and I'm open on Friday. But everyone who comes to me on Friday, I'm sorry, I'm open on Friday, and you come to me and you say, you know what? I need a suit ready for Sunday. You say, I'm sorry, I can't do it today. So the guy says, okay, no problem. Next week when I need a job with my direct clients on Tuesday, I'm not coming to you. Is that also a reason to be matter to work on Friday? Because again, and not just, it's not that I'm losing this job. I think we have to clarify. Avadi, you're going to lose this job. But it's going to mean you're going to lose future jobs as well. You're going to lose a client. You're going to lose a supplier, whatever the case may be. Is that mutter? So here the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vim hu royishim lo yovi lo habeger al Shabbos yiftach lo mischirusoi mikapei mikfi hamekach hanoig laze oishu mikanu labo lo yitmoi lestaker. He's not going to come to you anymore. Because why am I going to come to the guy that I can only bring my dry cleaners to 5 days a week? I want someone that I can bring in 6 days a week. Efshu tohu b'chlal dover ovid. Says Mishnah Berurah, it's possible that this considers a dover ovid. It's possible that this would be considered a dover ovid, which is mutter on Erev Shabbos. So that's one heter. So another heter is if you're going to lose long-term business, then you would be allowed to do it even on Friday. Then he throws in another very interesting shitas rishonim. V'yesh oitam lahater. The dasari be'erev Pesach dem hislo b'zman heter yochol legamri achar chatzos. There is a minority opinion rishonim that hold on erev Pesach. If I start doing malacha before chatzos, I can finish it after chatzos. As long as I started before Chatzos. Ach rabu ha-chokm alav, most argue, hu l'kach pasuk ha-shulchan aruch, and we don't pasuk like that. But that's only on Erev Pesach. Avo Erev Shabbos, the kilim Erev Pesach, but Erev Shabbos is more lenient. Let's say a guy wants something done for you Erev Shabbos after Mincha Ketana, and you don't have any other Eterim, except for the fact that the guy's going to be really mad at you, and he might take his business somewhere else. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you started it before Mincha Ketana, you could be Samech on that minority opinion, and you could do it. He says, that's enough to be Mekom. Okay, so we have another set of heterim, that either you're going to lose business long term, or perhaps if you started before, you can finish it afterwards. But the kasha is, why is a barber allowed to charge for a haircut on Friday, but the tailor can't charge to fix the suit? What's the difference? They're both Lutzarech Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out number 40. Hainu afilu masapin noitel schar. The barber can charge. A Jewish barber is allowed to charge for a haircut on Friday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because haircuts on Friday are a dead giveaway. Every haircut on Friday is automatically the Tzarech Shabbos. What about, again, if a guy comes to you at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and he's fixing a suit, it's almost a dead giveaway. The answer is it's almost, but not for sure. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hasam, ain't any cares but pull the Tzarech Shabbos. It's not for sure that this is for Shabbos. Masha ain't came bazeh. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says getting a haircut from a Jew is much better because it's for sure that it's for Shabbos as opposed to fixing a suit. So I tied this. Someone said to me, but Lamaisi is still going to look good. Lamaisi is still going to look good on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So automatically it works. Right. I guess back then they didn't have as many suits. Right, today we have 50. Right. Today we have so many different suits, different options. Then the Mishnah Berurah talks about something over here, which I want to come to in the next Mar Mekoyme sheet. I didn't put it on, so I'll just read it now. He talks now about getting a haircut on Friday. He writes, the Arizal had a chumrah that he would not get haircuts after Mincha on Friday. Why? Ubir kavanosoi. This has nothing to do with melacha. This was a totally different issue. This was because of an issue of you're not allowed to get a haircut before you have a mincha. This had nothing to do with Friday. This was true on a Tuesday. The Arizal would not get a haircut on a Tuesday once it reaches Ma'am Mincha because the halacha says you're not supposed to do a haircut before you have a mincha. Okay, we'll come back to this Bli Neder on the next page. Mr. Brewer does conclude that the Velt is makel to get a haircut on any day. Right, any day, how can you get a haircut at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? It's within Zman Mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Velt is Meikel, because why? Because we have reminders. We have people that come around remind you to daven Mincha. We don't have that today. So what are people saying? We'll have to come back to that in a few minutes. Now, let's see number 41. This is what Stewie was getting at, number 41. Yesh L'ayin. What's the difference between haircuts and sewing? So the Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Berurah explained, a haircut is clear that's the Tzarech Shabbos. What happens if you want to wash the floor? And who else washes the floor? You wash the floor before Shabbos. Kibbutz Shinikish is the Tzarech Shabbos. V'chein ba'asiyah shtreimel. You want to make a shtreimel. Okay? So what do you do with those activities? Are dead giveaway. Those are Shabbos-based activities. So he wants to say no. V'ula yeshloimer, maybe not. V'ula yeshloimer shloyetiru rak b'malocha begufo adam shenikr shehila kavet Shabbos. V'oise kein shloy lukon, it's the Shabbos, kushum anuvel. K'moy masa asaper. He says it might be totally in the actual act itself, not the what you could tell from the act. In the act itself of shaving someone is going to mean he's going to look good for Shabbos. The act of making a shtreimel could be a shtreimel that's going to be made for next Tuesday or for, you know, next Yom Tov. What about building a sukkah? So we spoke about this last time. What about building a sukkah? Building a sukkah, obviously you're doing it for the mitzvah of sukkah. Why else would you be building it? But that's something we spoke about last time. If you look in the bottom, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that pragmatia is also mutter on Erev Shabbos. So you can throw that into the mix of those that are mekel. If you turn to the last page, page 4, which we were supposed to get to last week, look on page 4. There's an interesting of Yaakov Emden in Moruk Tzia. Yaakov Emden talks about the stores. So he says like this. He says, "Lachanusa maspikas machol mashkum." What happens if the store sells food? How late can they stay open on Friday? Let's say, for example, I sell something that has nothing to do with Shabbos. I sell computers. You can't use a computer on Shabbos. So, how long can I stay open on Shabbos? So it depends. According to the Magen Avraham, I could stay open probably till right before Shabbos because it's pragmatic. According to those like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I got to close by Mincha Ketana. Now, you could make an argument that if I close every single Friday by 4 o'clock, I'm probably not good for business. So you maybe could say mechon the Mishnah Berurah. But listen to Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, what happens if you have a food store? Now, 1 second. You have a food store, right? Do I know when you're going to use that food? I can come into a store Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock and buy a bottle of soda for Sunday, for Matzah Shabbos, for next week. Who knows? Now, again, if you were to do statistics, your average person that goes in, we have a store by us. We have a store in Queens called Wasserman's. It's open till, I don't know, until like maybe 5 minutes before Shabbos. I don't know when they close. Like about 20 minutes before Shabbos. So I always have this question. I watch people come, 4 or 5 o'clock. I always have something. And is there anyone coming here for something they're not using on Shabbos?
No, otherwise they won't come.
Right, they're not going to do it, even though they know the store is open. Right. Because why would you do that? So the question is that enough of a haychacha? Again, you can go buy things that you can't use on Shabbos. You can buy shampoo that you're not going to use till next week. You can go buy things that you don't need on Shabbos. But is that enough to keep the store open? So if you look over here at Yaakov Emden, he writes, if the stores sell food, they could stay open the whole day. Because there are those who do need it for food. He said that they need to stay open for all those last minute people who forgot to buy the grape juice and the soda and the whatever else they need. He says, if I can't, it's a bracha for those stores that stay open late in the day to give those people a last minute run. But again, but if it's regular prakmatcha, you sell not something that you use for Shabbos, you sell computers, then Dr. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you're in big trouble. Rabbi Yaakov Emden did not hold it among Avram. He held Pakamachi's also. But he said if it's food, you could stay open the whole Shabbos.
It's fine because it's a plus for the tzibor, but for the owner, it's a big minus. He's Mr. Washman or whoever runs the
right, so,
store.
So what I see now is. So a lot of what these guys do is they let the goyim lock up.
Yeah, but they're
Mashkiach. Right. So they work at some form of assistance. I think here in the Five Towns, the store is closed much earlier. I don't think I'm not sure if that's a frumachesh. Right, I don't think it's a mincha ketana issue. I don't think it's because of mincha ketana. I think it's just because of whatever reason. But but meikar adin. Obviously, meikar adin. The stores can still. Again, it's still going to be after mincha ketana. Mincha ketana in the summer is 5:17, right? So they stay open until 2 hours before candle lighting. So they're open until after 6. So again, it's not a frumachesh. You don't have to meikar adin. We paskin that they're allowed to stay open, even though again there are plenty of things in the store that are not for Shabbos. And again, you could technically buy them. So Shmuel Kamenetsky says like this, number 43. He says, if you have a store that sells food, that's no problem. That could be Yaakov Emden says. You're allowed to keep all the food stores can stay open. Now, you could maybe debate, what about the clothing stores? Can the clothing stores also stay open? Okay. Now the truth is it's a little tricky because I have yet found someone who can buy a suit that doesn't need to be tailored. So you can buy ties, belts, shirts. Yeah. So you can make the argument that those clothing stores should also be allowed to stay open. Again, even though here is where it gets tricky again. Your average person that comes into a store on Friday afternoon, is he buying a suit for today or is he buying a suit for next week? Probably
for a suit on Friday, period.
No, people buy suits on Friday.
In the morning, most people don't go on Friday afternoon. They come in for a tie, a shirt.
But again, after Mincha Ketana is not so crazy. First, after Mincha Gedolah is for sure not shver. Mincha Gedolah is 1:30.
Like you said, it's not going to be ready anyway.
Right, it's not going to be ready. But so there, I wonder if you can clear. We'll see in a second that he's really bothered. Like, how do you figure out the psyche of people? I mean, how do you define if this is cleared for Kavod Shabbos and this is not? So again, we said going to the food store, that's probably Kavod Shabbos. But again, the question was, what about sewing the clothing? If someone came to you on Friday afternoon and said he wants his clothing sewed, would you not assume it's because he needs it for Shabbos? Yet the Ramah says, you can't charge. So I'm wondering now, Lefizeh would be negeya maybe if a guy has a clothing store. Central Avenue, you have all these clothing stores owned by from Yidden, right? Maybe, would they be allowed to stay open after Mincha Ketana or not? So Shmuel writes like this. He says, V'tzorach loyim demeka chumemka demacholim nika shapesh lukavet Shabbos, ki lo yehoi darkam lahochen machal al kama yomim. Now, this is not true today. Today, you can buy plenty of food that can last for many days. You want to buy a bottle of soda and have it Sunday. It's not nicker that it's for Shabbos. People like things fresh. He says, but when it comes to the clothing, Masha Enkin writes over here, when it comes to the clothing, then already it's not so clear. I mean, going shopping Friday afternoon, that's a dead giveaway. You're doing it for Shabbos. Masha'enkin, if you're going to go for anything else, clothing and the like. So I would think, Lefiza, one can make an argument that maybe the clothing stores should not be allowed to be open after Mincha Ketana. Because it's not a dead giveaway that it's going to be used for Shabbos. It's more likely it's not used for Shabbos. Then at the end, he talks about something which is very negeya. Let's say something in your house breaks. Let's say you're having plumbing problems, electrical problems. Are you allowed to get that fixed on Friday? So he writes, number 44, that's for sure mutter. And you could do it in your friend's house also. And you could even charge. Why? Says Reb Shmuel, because anything that's in the house of that nature, it's a dead giveaway. It's a tzarich Shabbos. Why else would you want to fix the toilet? Because you want to use it for Shabbos. While, now, here's where it gets a little tricky. Let's say a guy has four bathrooms in his house, and a toilet on the third floor that no one ever goes on breaks. Is that nikkah that's a tzarech Shabbos? Or maybe we say it doesn't matter. Plumbing, we spoke about this by Chol HaMoed, that maybe you're mechalik or Chol HaMoed between what you really need and versus what you don't need. I'm wondering if you say the same thing or also. So he basically says that anything that is clear that it's for Shabbos, let's say for the air conditioning breaks on Friday, electrical work, plumbing work, all the, again, gardening work is not, so important for Shabbos, but anything that's in the house that requires things for Shabbos, that would all be mutter, and that all would not present, and you could even charge. Again, according to Shmir Shabbos Kachasi, maybe can't work every single day after Mincha Ketana, but according to this, if you're a plumber, you're an electrician, so I have a friend of mine who's a plumber, he will not take jobs after Mincha Ketana. Okay? Maybe he thinks that not every job needs to be done for Shabbos, but l'chayra, those jobs that are Shabbos-based, l'chayra, you would be able to charge, you'd be able to do them on Shabbos as well. The Aruch HaShulchan, just to wrap things up, writes like this, number 45. He writes like this, V'yesh l'spala. I'm amish in this spoil. I don't understand. So everyone who thinks that people come to shul late mincha on Friday, it's not a new problem. It was around in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Says Rosh Hashanah, why is everyone working up till shkia? No one ever stops them. So his first answer is people are poor. They can't give up 5 hours of work. They need to work till the last minute. He says the other answer is because you work for someone else. If you're not self-employed, again, this whole sugya is for those people that are self-employed. If you work for a boss, this sugya is not a gift. You work until your boss lets you out. Not a question. Then he says, the last answer says, maybe they started before, they're just finishing up. He says the last reason is your wife takes care of all the preparations. Cain nearly his deity. This is all just to answer up for Klal Yisrael. But if you're really a God-fearing Jew, you'll do what Chazal is saying. You'll stop working after Mincha Ketana. So both the Aruch HaShulchan, both Mr. Berurah acknowledged the Metzias. The Metzias was people work till right before Shabbos.
If you work for somebody else, you can work up till Shabbos.
Enough time to get home and prepare.
You see someone bracha, you don't get to see them bracha.
No, I don't think you're going to penalize for that. That's not included in the Yisrael. No? You'll see someone bracha. Yeah. It's only if you're self-employed and then you decide to work to the last minute, then you won't see someone bracha. Okay. Yeah.
This is a side.
And I want to get, yeah.
The problem in America is Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
Years ago, in the 40s and 50s,
Shabbos.
People were Shabbos, you didn't drop Shabbos.
100%.
You didn't work. Don't come back Monday.
Today the problem is Erev Shabbos. Yeah, I agree. So let's see if we can finish up this short sugya I want to talk about. I want to talk about two things. One thing is not negate to many of you in this room, maybe all of you in this room, is baking challah on Friday. It's an interesting topic. You might not want, huh?
Negate to the wife.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
No.
But they're going to listen. I'm not worried. They listen online. I got to have a lady who used to listen online. She moved to Eretz Yisrael. She used to listen online. I don't know if she still listens, I'm not sure. But the other shiloh is haircuts. That we all do. So let's look again one more time. The Ramah said, you're allowed to take a haircut the whole Friday, even from a Jewish barber, and you have to pay. Okay? When I was a kid, all the barbers were Italians. Today, they're all Jewish. At least in Queens, they're all Jewish. So it's a very negate. So you want to get a haircut 5:30. So that's no problem. Get a haircut whenever you want, and you can pay him. Comes along the Vilna Gaon number 2, and the Vilna Gaon says, I'm very bothered by this Ramah. The Ramah said you could take a haircut by a Jew the whole Friday. Frek the Gaon, Tzarechin, the Hamash, Asaber Pesach, Asaber Shabbos. We know that the Gemara Mitzachim we saw last week, the Gemara basically said, Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos are the same. The difference just is when the Yisr starts, and how bad we penalize you if you break the Yisr. But there's no difference necessarily in what's Asr on Erev Shabbos versus Erev Pesach. So, Frank the Goyen, one second. Everyone knows you're not allowed to take a haircut Erev Pesach after Chatzos by a Jew. Everyone knows that. We spoke about this so many times in different shurim. So frek the going, so why are you allowed to take a haircut after Erev Shabbos, after Mincha Ketana by a Yid? What's the difference? Why is that mutter? So according to the going, you got to be careful. According to the going, it's not supposed that you're allowed to get a haircut by a Jew after Mincha Ketana. I know people that are makbe for this. They will, or for that matter, give yourself a haircut. Right? You would not be allowed to shave or get a haircut after Mincha Ketana.
What? Why?
Why can't do what?
Take a haircut or shave after an Erev Pesach?
Oh, so here's where it gets interesting. Erev Pesach has a different Isser, Yisoida Isser. The Yisoida Isser Malach on Erev Shabbos is why? So you shouldn't be busy not getting ready for Shabbos. Why not do Malach on Erev Pesach? So we had a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in the beginning of the fourth parak of Pesachim, but the standard reason is because it's a Yom Tov. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a Yom Tov. So then it makes sense. This is considered Malach.
Shavuos is also?
No, because at least according to the Vilna Gaon, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Torah calls it a Yom Tov.
Right, we said it had the same halachas as Cholamai.
It has the same halachas as Cholamai, right. So let's see. So the Gaon has a very shtaka taina. The Gaon's taina is why exactly you're allowed to take a haircut after Mincha Ketana by a Jew. If you look at the Ber Halacha, the Ber Halacha quotes the Gaon. Now, that sounds like, if he's quoting the Gaon, it sounds like he's someone endorsing it. But the Magen Avraham, number four, bavoins the Gaon's kasha. And he writes, Al be Erev Pesach also I feel it is spurious kamesh kasim tassam ches. Mir yeshoyim the Erev Shabbos kill tvei v'shar malachas hedjet v'shoyim malachas hedjet. Says the Magen Avraham because Pesach and Shabbos are not the same. The whole Goyin's premise was Pesach and Shabbos are the same. What the Isser is? It's just a question of when the Isser starts. Says the Magen Avraham, no, we're more makel on Erev Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to take a haircut by Yisrael. The Mabit in number five answers the kasha differently. The Mabit says, you know what the difference is? Why malacha is aser? The reason why malacha is also an Erev Shabbos, why? Because we want to make sure you prepare for Shabbos. A haircut is preparation for Shabbos. Das gufa. Mashenka, Erev Pesach, the Isser malacha is because whatever reason you want to give. It's a yomtiv. So fine, if it's a yomtiv, I can't take a haircut. So therefore, says the Ma'abit, that is the difference. So again, most of Klai Yisrael is mekel. Most of Klai Yisrael do get haircuts Erev Shabbos after Mincha Ketana, but the Gra held it's not so posh. Now, talking about Erev Shabbos, I figured we'll talk a little bit about something that you should do on Erev Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Reish Mem Beis. Says the Ramah, Hagav Noigim Lolush, with the minigis to knead, Kidei Shir Chala, enough to take off Chala, Bibayis in your house, Lasis Bem Lachamim Levtsoy Aleim Shabbos Yamtiv, to make fresh Chala, in your home on Erev Shabbos. Why? For whom he covered Shabbos Yamtiv. This is covered Shabbos Yamtiv, to bake fresh Chala on Erev Shabbos. Says the Ramah, the English Anis. And don't change it. What does it mean, don't change it? Presumably means, don't buy challah from the bakery. Okay? It says, means you're supposed to continue this practice. The practice of your wife baking challah Friday is a practice that should be continued. Why? Says the Ramah, what's the reason for this? It's a covet for Shabbat v'yamtiv. What's the covet? So the pashtus would be, the covet is having fresh challah. That would be the covet. If you have baked fresh challah, that would be the covet. Now, is there any mikor for this Ramah? So some, the Daki Moshe, the Ramah himself, attempts a Gemara in Baba Kama. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis, number 7. The Gemara has 10 things that Ezra was misakin. We actually spoke about some of them. We did Kriyas HaTorah. There are other Takanas of Ezra that we've spoken about in the past. But here the Gemara says, what one of them is what? Shetei Isha Mashkemez V'Oifeh. A woman should wake up early and bake. Bake what, when, why? Says the Gemara, Kidei Shetei Pas Mitzuya Le'aniyim. So every woman should have fresh bread in case the Aniyim come and they need the bread. Bake when? Says the Rashi, number 8. B'yoyim. She'itzricha la'afoiz v'oifah shachwiz k'mefarish etei pas mitzuy lo'oni ha'mechazer. So this Gemara sounds like the reason why she's baking has nothing to do with Shabbos. She's baking so she should always have fresh bread in the house to give an oni who comes to the door. However, says the Darkei Moshe, number 9. Miwa minig b'chomokim la'asoiz an'aflu Shabbos. The minig was that the women used to bake challah on Erev Shabbos with the Kanas Ezra. And that's part of Ezra's takana. She'itei isha mashkemez v'oifah be'erev Shabbos. Right? Well, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara never says she should bake on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says she should bake on Tuesday. So if an ani comes to the house, she should have fresh bread. He says, even though the Gemara says she should bake on Erev Shabbos and it has nothing to do with Shabbos, it has to do with giving to the aniim, but you see already is that concept for baking on Erev Shabbos. Now, the way we have the Gemara, it doesn't say a word of Erev Shabbos. It says she should bake on Tuesday. So if you look in the Ha'aras on the bottom of the Torah, he already bavorns this kash. He says it doesn't say anything about Friday. Who says Friday? So at the end, he quotes, there are some Rishonim that Taka had the Girsa Friday, and there were those Rishonim who learned this because of Kavod Shabbos. So it could be it's Taka Takanas Ezra. Now the reason why I'm bringing this point down is because if it's a Takanas Ezra, it's much more serious. You can't just machavek at Takanas Ezra because the bakery sells better challah than your wife bakes. If it's Taka, a Takana from Ezra, that women are supposed to bake challah on Erev Shabbos, so who says it's so posh just to say, okay, I don't want to do it. If it's because of Kavod Shabbos, you can make the argument, no, if the challah in the bakery tastes better, and it's more stressful to bake the challah at home, which we'll talk about, so then Taka here. But if it's Taka, Takana is Ezra, then it'll be very, very hard just to push it aside. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, number 11, Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons to why he's supposed to bake challah on Friday. He says one reason is because, like the Ramah says, Kavod Shabbos. But he brings another reason from the Magen Avram. It's not about the baked challah. It's about being mafresh challah. Why do you want to be mafresh challah on Friday? Says the Mishnah Berurah lefisha ivdo es Adam Arishon shaye chalos shel olam. Because that's when Adam Arishon got himself into trouble. That was Friday. Right, he was made on Friday, and he did the sin of the Eitz Hadas on Friday, and he's considered the chalos shel olam. Uvda shenivra be'erev Shabbos ayin ba'achreinim. So therefore, says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's something special about challah on Friday because of Adam and Chava. So Friday is the day to take off challah. Says Reb Nissen Karelt, what's the simple nafkamina between the two reasons? He says, "V'nir pasha duhadin shar macholim v'tavshil mi'eshlasas mi'beisam." I'm sorry, this is not the one I wanted. I wanted the other one where he says the nafkamina would be. All right, I'm put it on over here. The nafkamina would be is l'chayra. What happens if you bake Thursday night? If you bake Thursday night, it's pretty fresh. But the ma'isa, you don't have the maila of chava and adam didn't take place till Friday, so you wouldn't have that perk until Friday. Okay. So,
wait, does anyone say the reason you should bake challah so you have no Shabbos day?
I didn't see it, maybe. The Magen Avraham Gradis says the reason why you're supposed to bake challah.
Definitely,
Shabbos, that's no. The Magen Avraham says the reason why you're supposed to bake challah on Erev Shabbos is so this way you guarantee to eat pas Yisrael. The Magen Avraham says you're not supposed to eat pas Palter on Shabbos. I mean, even if you make a whole week to eat Entenmann's and you eat all the other companies, Drake's, all the other Geshmaka companies. You know, but Shabbos you should only eat pas Yisrael. So how do you ensure you only eat pas Yisrael? By baking it in the house. So what's the obvious argument you're going to make? Today every bakery in the world is pas Yisrael. Every Jewish bakery, you go into the kosher, every bread is pas Yisrael. So if the whole reason why we bake challah in the home is to get pas Yisrael, I can get pas Yisrael in the bakery. So we'll see if that makes a difference. So look at this Be'er Halacha, very strong Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha writes, the Yeshel Zeh Remez B'Ksav. He says, I have a Remez in the Psukim. He's supposed to bake challah on Friday. What's the remez? It says by the mon that on Friday you prepare. Whatever you plan on baking, you're supposed to bake. He says he's supposed to bake on Friday. It says he used to bring in the mon and it says whatever baking, again, the kash is what baking exactly what they're doing in the midbar. But the pasuk says, whatever you're going to bake, you should bake on Friday. So he's supposed to bake chal on Friday. Listen to this, Mr. Bura. And because of our sins, women forget this minug. They go to the bakery. The lav shaper avdi. So the Berloch, it's not correct. The maktinim bezeh kavod Shabbos. The very strong Berloch. Berloch is against bakery challah. It's not right. The women have to bake. Okay, so the problem is what happens if the women don't know how to bake? Or they're not good at baking? Or they don't have time to bake challahs like many of our wives today. My wife can't bake challah every Friday. It's not shaykh. By the time she comes home, it's almost you have to get ready for Shabbos. So if you look over in the Sefer Shevet HaKohos, it's written by, this is Rabbi Gross, he's a Belzadayan. He writes like this. If you look at the Lashon of the Ramah, it sounds like the Hakpada is to get shir challah. Now, I'm still toying with the option of having a shir on challah, about some of the halachas of challah, because as much as it's not negeya, it is pretty negeya. I've got quite a few phone calls about challah-related shaylas. Again, obviously, if you don't bake challah and you buy from the store, you're not going to have too many challah shaylas. But if your wife does occasionally bake challah, these shaylas do come up. So there's always a question of how much do you need to be mafresh challah. So everyone knows, 2.5, 2 pounds, Reb Chaim Noah, the Chazanish. There's something along those lines of 2.5 pounds is 3 pounds, with a bracha, without a bracha, there's different shurim. Let's say it's not shaykh for your wife to bake that much challah every Friday. So she's going to bake much less than the shir challah. Is there still a mile of baking every Friday? Let's say your wife is going to bake a small little challah. She's going to make two challahs for you and the family, not anywhere near the shir challah. Is there still a reason to do that on Friday? So the Shevet HaKosi writes, It's better. Afagav de'in shir challah. Even though, again, every Friday you're going to bake under the shir challah. The mikom okim ikra atam shal pas chamo. V'rak mizman lizman tefesh shir challah k'dil kai mitzvah freshes challah. He thinks that's still kedai. If every Friday your wife will bake two challahs, which is not anywhere near the shir challah, it's still kedai. Even though, well, you should try every once in a while to do a big batch and have kedai shir challah. The blav achi afil kishayif kishir lai tefesh challah b'chol shvu b'erev Shabbos ela pamachal the kama shvu isim kin adif etfei. Okay, we don't have enough time. We're holding. So very bekitzer. So what is the heter that a lot of people go buy challah from the bakery? It seems to be against the Be'er Halacha. So if you look in the Arlo Tzir of Abba Shaul, he writes, "Bizmanenu sha'oifim ba'afiyas challahs miuchedes zekavet Shabbos." Today that they bake in the bakery special Shabbos, ain't tzarich lahak b'lafos challahs b'bayis zekavet Shabbos. Says of Abba Shaul, today it's not a problem. Why not? What about the Be'er Halacha? So he writes. He says a gavald gechidish. He says, "I the Be'er Halacha." He says, he says, no, when you went to the bakery, you weren't buying challah. You were buying regular bread. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, don't go to the bakery to buy regular bread. That takes away from Shabbos. But if the bakery is also selling challah, then mali your challah, mali the challah in the house. I mean, the bakery wasn't selling challahs. The kosher bakery was selling bread, rye bread, or bagels. That Rabbi Abba Shaul says is wrong. But if the bakery is selling challahs also, nope. That is not a problem. Okay, I don't know. There's not much more to finish up, but I want to talk next.